Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content and unities. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
I'm
talking
about what we brought up is we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all you fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. To come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off.
Everybody, it's your boy Prez. Welcome to episode 616 of the Murder Master Music Show. Tonight, you know, we're going down to a place, you know what I'm saying, that I know very well, South Carolina, because there's a lot of untapped talent down there. A lot of untapped talent. I've been covering it for years, not only here, but on Murder Dog, you know what I'm saying. I've been interviewing people like Megabucks, putting it down in South Carolina. There's a whole different scene down there, a bunch of different styles and sounds. And like I said, it's untapped. You ain't never really seen anybody blow up out of there. Tonight's guest definitely has that potential. His name is Sean Supremacy. He, very talented dude. He just dropped a track called Rip Nip, dedicated to Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up with him. I'm going to bring him on right now. And, I'm going to bring on my co-host first, Mac J. I see you are on the line. Mac, how you doing, brother?
What's going on with it, Prez?
Man, we got a hell of a guest tonight. I was just telling the people, I'm going to bring him on here in a second. His name's Sean Supremacy. He is a very talented artist. Just dropped a new single called Rip Nip, dedicated to Nipsey Hussle. A very lyrical artist as well, you know what I'm saying? So we're probably going to ask him to spit some rhymes tonight. Not to mention that, he's got some family on the squad, you know what I'm saying? This is Elaine's nephew. Shout out to Elaine Riddick, man. Hell of a woman right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, salute to Elaine at all times, man.
We love her, you know what I'm saying? Wonderful woman. So, talent and runs in the family, I see. Let's bring on her nephew, the one and only Sean Supremacy. Sean, how you doing, brother?
Good. How about you, man? How you doing?
What's going
real
on,
good,
my dude?
Good. What's going on with you guys?
Man, we're glad to have you here, man, because, I heard the track, you know what I'm saying, and it's phenomenal. You know, of course, we're going to let our listeners hear it soon. You got a lot of talent, a lot of lyrical skill, and your name's Sean Supremacy, man. How did you come up with that name?
Well, actually, my government name is Tashawn Supreme Stockdale, so I just put, Sean Supremacy, as my name. I really go by Sean Supreme or Sean Supremacy. It depends on what people want to call me, but it's my actual name. If you know my aunt Elaine, she calls me Sean, so it's my middle name is Supreme, so I just broke it down to Sean Supreme, which just fits me pretty well.
Yeah, and it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Lyrically, you are lyrically supreme, and that's your actual name. So, I mean, might as well use it. Why not?
Absolutely.
Where are you from exactly, Sean?
So I'm born and raised in a small town called Poplar, South Carolina. It's probably 10, 15 minutes away from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So when I speak to people, I usually say Myrtle Beach so they can know where I'm located. But, you know, my family originated from North Carolina, you know, Elizabeth City, Belvedere, you know, that area is where my family originated from. But like I said, I'm born and raised right here in South Carolina.
Yeah. Myrtle Beach. Now, is that very far from Charleston?
Oh, it's probably an hour and a half, 2 hours away from Charleston, from Chucktown. Hello? I think I lost him, but...
Hello? Yeah, I think prayers might have dropped out. But
yeah,
you say you right outside of Charleston, South Carolina?
Yeah, so I'm like an hour and a half away from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. What's some of your influences that got you into getting into the raps and everything?
So pretty much, man, I mean, I've probably been rapping for 6 to 8 months. I haven't been doing it that long, but I was a big time basketball player here. You know, I went to college to play basketball and all of that. You know, and after that,
okay.
You know, I had the opportunity to go overseas or go over to the D League and play, man, but I decided not to because I was having a daughter around the same time I was supposed to go. So I decided, you know, I didn't want to be out of her life. So, you know, just what influenced me to do it, just listen to artists like, you know, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, you know, Money Man, I listen to Money Man a lot. And, you know, just them putting their life in their rhymes and their lyrics is pretty much what influenced me. And, you know, my first rhyme, when I went in the studio and put it down, the guy that ran the studio was like, hey, man, you one of the rawest people I ever saw walk in my studio. Like, just from you only rapping for a few months, like, you know, you probably one of the rawest artists that I've seen just raw talent. You know, I didn't pay attention much at the time, but, you know, as I gradually started doing it more, I got better, you know, and I kept going back to the studio, and he just saw, the progress. And I just started letting other people hear, you know, outside of my circle, just let other people hear my music. And I was getting positive feedback, you know, for the most part. Obviously, you're going to get negative feedback. You know, you're going to have critics. But, like I said, what'd you say?
What was that?
Sorry,
Chris. I think you're going in and up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah,
it's Chris. Sorry about that. I lost total power, so I'm calling my cell phone. Sorry about that. But we're gonna keep it going though, as long as we can. And later on, I'm gonna insert the song in here so Cass can hear the song. But I do want you
sit
for us before we get out of here. But I'm sorry about that. I just want to let y'all know what's going on.
It's all good.
Trying to restore.
It's all good.
Yeah, y'all got a storm out there, huh, Prez? It's storming
out this way, too.
I'm in St. Louis, and Prez about 100 miles from where I'm at. Big storms then rolled through this evening.
Yeah, we about to get a storm right now.
Took the power right out as I was talking to you guys. The computer screen went off and everything, but no, man, I'm hearing your story, you know, and it sounds like, you know, saying you really have a huge scene down there, but, you know, say, how would you best describe the scene in South Carolina?
So describe the scene in South Carolina, as far as where I'm at in Myrtle Beach, man, it all has to do with politics. You know, it's all about popularity here, you know, and me, I'm a guy that's kind of behind the scenes, and I let my music speak for itself. Like, I'm not in the club, and I'm not with all the antics. You know what I mean? And in South Carolina, it seems like they more so like people that's in the streets, that's drug dealers and those type of things. And I'm the total opposite from the prototype rapper here in South Carolina. So like you said, it's not that many lyrical artists here in South Carolina, especially where I'm at. Like I said, they mostly talk about the same thing, you know, selling drugs, being in the streets, or they have the auto-tune, watered-down music, you know, and that's not pretty much my style. And like I said, I'm not with all the antics and being in the clubs. I'm more so on a positive way, you know, motivating people. And I really put my life in my rhymes and put my life in my music. You know, it's no cap rap, you know, so to speak. It's real life stuff that really goes on.
And Sean, I appreciate that because that's what the fans want to hear. The fans want to hear your story, you know, and rather than some fabrication.
100%. 100%. So that's why I try to stick to. Exactly why I try to stick to.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. What is Elaine think of your music?
She likes it a lot. Like I said, even you know when I let even I have my you know 67, 70 year old parents listening to my music and they love it. So you know, like I said, she likes my music. To be completely transparent with you, I think it has a lot to do with how I pronounce my words in my music. You know, I speak with clarity. You know, obviously you can tell I'm, you know, intellectual in my rhymes and my lyrics, and I have a vast vocabulary. And, you know, certain words I say, you know, far as the normal person here in South Carolina, it really goes over their head. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like, you know, I'm not going to dumb down my music just to appease, you know, certain people here in South Carolina. I just want to broaden my horizon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, who are some of your favorite artists?
So, well, some of my favorite artists, you know, J. Cole. I listen to Tupac a lot. I study him a lot. Money Man. I've been listening to Money Man a lot. Kendrick Lamar. Jay-Z. Young Jeezy. You know, Gucci Man. You know, the greats. The innovators in the music industry is who I really pay attention to. You know, I don't listen to, you know, the new wave or the new age rappers. You know, I kind of stay away from those guys.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I know Mac J feels you too. You know, what it is is there's a lack of substance with a lot of the new guys. You know, like you said, you're telling a story, a real life story. These guys are just over and over again. I got pills. I got money. I mean, there's no substance, you know. How do you get yourself heard in a market that tends to go towards that versus substance and consciousness?
Well, I get myself heard by you know, attracting the audience that wants to hear that stuff, you know, because you have different people that different shows for different folks. So some people are just going to want to listen to trap music, you know, all day long. But, you know, some people want to listen to conscious lyrical music, in which, like I said, I just market myself to those type of people, you know, via doing, you know, Instagram is mainly why I do a lot of my marketing at, because you can see where your audience is. And to be completely transparent with you, South Carolina didn't even come up on the map for me. So I know, you know, this is not a state for me, for my music, you know, to excel. You know, it's going to be more so like Florida, California, Chicago, Georgia, North Carolina. It's what's pulling up on the map for me. And if you look at it, like North Carolina, for instance, I mean, you got J. Cole, in which he's one of my favorite artists, in which... Yeah, so, you know, I kind of try to follow the path that he did, you know, because I look up to him a lot. But like I said, I'm just being different, man. I'm really trying to start a new wave here.
Yeah,
the area I'm
yeah,
in
definitely.
Right now.
And you got the talent to do so, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, under the circumstances, we can't go to the song right now. I'm going to have to blend it in later after we get off the air. But, if you don't care, man, could you give our listeners a little bit of taste of the talent you got? You care to spit some rhymes?
So I'm like, my baby mama tripping because she caught me with my mistress. I'm trying to be a father and raise my daughter from a distance. Going through a lot of pain. Most of it self-inflicted, smoking weed and sipping lean. I think I got a drug addiction. I'm ashamed of myself. Should've never trust these bitches, they was bad for my health. I'm glad I came to my senses, now I don't spend no time vagina chasing. And I'm quick to cut a bitch just like a laceration if she aggravate me. How dare you have the audacity to send the child support after me? No, I take care of my daughter and I support her financially. How the fuck you harassing me with so much tenacity? Lot of shit up on my mind, my brain is filled to capacity. Mine, I might just have an aneurysm. Fighting all these demons, I may just need an exorcism. Smoking weed and popping beans to calm my nervous system. I paint a perfect picture, no fiction in my depiction. Sometimes my thoughts are conflicted. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that's kind of how I do things. You feel me? And like I said, I could kind of switch it up where I can go more straight. Nice. I'm taught to let that llama spit and check a pussy nigga like a gynecologist. Man, I used to be bummy, but now I rock designer shit. Couple stacks up on my necklace, got these bitches wanna sex me in my Lexus. Caught the toppy for my thotty on 4 Giottis. Bad Spanish mommy and she like to call me Poppy, yeah. If you ain't gon' top me, bitch, then get the fuck up out of here. Went and bought the Rolly just to show me that my time was near. You say you got the plug, well, how can you connect to say that nigga to UPS it? The unknown addresses, my jewelry shine fluorescently. I got bitches caressing me, I got the sauce, the recipe. I keep that hammer next to me, man, I flow aggressively. I got a sexy little freak that's up in Chesapeake. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on what I'm feeling at the time. But I literally, you know, within a 6 month span, I've written 50 songs. So that's enough for 5, 6, 7 tapes. I was going to say,
just off the dome alone, you got some killer bars. So I imagine when you get the pen and pad out, some serious shit.
Yeah, man, like the one I sent you earlier, what I'm working on and which I'm very proud of is, you know, it kind of goes, and I'm not finished with it yet, but it kind of goes like, you can feel my lyrics in your spirit. I put my life in these rhymes. I'm getting nicer with time, and I feel like Mike in his prime. These niggas biting my lines just like a fish in a pond. And my bitch a perfect dime just like a dish from LeBron. Man, I'm balling on these niggas. I might get hit with a fine. And I swear my flow is crazy. I think I'm sick in the month. Sometimes a nigga be stressing. I'm popping antidepressants to help me deal with all these bills that I got in collections. I let Jesus take the wheel. He must have overcorrected. But I know he got me protected. Right now my life is so hectic. Got these police want to kill me just because my complexion. Jobs give me a hard time just for a simple possession. I got a date with destiny, won't let the hate get the best of me. I got your bitch up on my line, she want my dick so desperately. Tell her I ain't got the time, I'm trying to find my destiny. Girl, I'm always on the grind and I treat my time so preciously. I say long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. I feel like Cole is Jesus and I'm one of his disciples. It's revenge dreamers living in the land of schemers. Man, I swear these streets is cold, so you better keep your heaters. Watch your niggas lose his life just with twisting up his fingers. Man, my flow so hot, I get on mics and catch a fever. Got these niggas sleeping on me like I'm spitting anesthesia. I'm like, what you thought, I lost it? I never slip, I keep the drip like I'm defrosting. I'm about to blow, nigga, watch my smoke just like exhaustion. I'm locked in, I should be ranked number one on South Carolina top 10. Bitch, I got my own wave, y'all niggas trying to ride trends. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I go on shit. Coming at niggas,
yeah,
nigga, all
2000. You're coming for the head, man. You're coming for the, I mean, that's some high lyrical content right there, man. Props to you, brother. Because we don't hear that often that much anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it's always good to hear a young MC coming out spitting some serious lyrical bars. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Now you got the song out. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Rip Nip. Rest in peace, and Nipsey Hussle. Do you have an album or EP you're working on that we can look forward to?
So my album is gonna drop later this month, early August. Is called Mark My Words, you know, because the reason why I have it titled Mark My Words, because all my life I've been having people telling me I can't do something, you know. A lot of people told me, because I didn't graduate high school, by the way. You know, I got expelled my last week of high school for something stupid. You know, I had my coaches tell me that I wouldn't go on to college and play basketball. I did it. I had a lot of people tell me I wouldn't graduate college. I did it. I had a lot of people tell me, you know, I wouldn't get out of college and find a good job because I'm from the hood. You know, I did it. So, and I would always tell them, I'm going to do it, mark my words. So a lot of people telling me, you know, or told me that you will never be able to rap or you will never be able to make music. So that's really what inspired me also to prove those people wrong. So like I said, just be on the lookout for that. Mark my words, dropping, you know, later on this month, early August, just be on the lookout.
What has been the reaction, you know what I'm saying, from the people that you've let hear your music or people that see you perform?
So I mean, the reaction, I've been getting, like I said, I've been getting good reactions. People, to be honest with you, have been surprised. They didn't see it in me. They didn't know I had it in me. They didn't know I can, you know, rap like this. And like I said, I have classmates that even let their parents listen to it, and their parents love it. Their parents are surprised. And they're saying the same thing that you're saying. I'm speaking and I'm rapping with substance. There's a lot of substance in my music. So, you know, I feel like the streets are starving, and they want to hear that. You know, so, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, like I said, water down my talent just for a trend and a phase that's going on right now. Just trying to stay focused. But I've been getting pretty good reactions.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And what about as far as shows going? You doing any shows, or you got any plans on hitting the road doing some shows?
So I've been doing a few shows. I just got in touch with one of my classmates. He's a big time promoter here in Myrtle Beach. He's in Ohio right now, but he wants me to open up for The Baby in Iowa. I think it's July 31st. So I'm trying to fit that in my work schedule, because, you know, I'm working a 9-to-5 right now. But I definitely, you know, I'm trying to get to a position where I can quit working a 9-to-5 and fully pursue, you know, my music career is really what I'm focused on. I mean, that's the only thing I think about. That's the only thing, you know, I dream about. Like, you know, if we having an honest conversation, like, you know, growing up, like I said, I played basketball. Like, I was a big basketball player. And I never had dreams about, you know, playing in the NBA. Like, when I would literally go to sleep at night and dream, I would always dream about being on the stage and rapping music and stuff like that. And I would always wonder why. You know what I mean? Like, why am I having these dreams? And the songs that I was rapping was fire. But when I wake up, I'm like, damn, man, if I could have remembered that song, like, it would be a hit right now. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, I'm just trying to get to a position where I can fully, you know, chase my dreams and make it happen.
Yeah, and you're well on your way. I mean, you definitely, like you said, you got promoters taking a look at you. And, you know, what about, like, outside of South Carolina? You ever mess with anybody in other states or maybe even overseas?
So I actually got a few people in Germany, you know, contacting me. As far as out of states, I mess with a few guys in Atlanta. But it's more so, like I said, I'm trying to figure out. And what most people have been telling me, you know, I went to Street Execs, one of my producers and one of my engineers, his name is Forever Fetty. He works at Street Execs. He does a lot of work for Pee Wee Longway and Key Glock and all those guys. But he's saying for me right now, it's more so about the marketing and promoting and finding my audience. So that's what I'm trying to focus on now. It's not about making music for me right now, because I got so much music. But it's about, you know, the marketing and promoting for me right now, which is really the hardest part. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to figure out now, just trying to make the right connection.
It is very hard. I mean, you can ask Mac. Our show's been featured on everything from allhiphop.com to USA Today. And we still don't have the subscribers or followers we should have. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard game. It really is. But, you know what I'm saying, as long as you have that drive, and I know you got it, and you keep making these connections, you keep, you know what I'm saying, networking, I think it's just a matter of time before something pops for you, man. Real talk. You know, plus
like
you got to
don't let people deter you from keep grinding. Yep, keep grinding on their ass, man. That's the key.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like anybody can say anything about your lyrics. Nobody could say you're whack. I mean, we know that's not true. So, you know, you got the skills. You definitely got the drive. So, you know, I hope it really pays off for you. What about, you know what I'm saying, as far as the other rappers in your area? Are they supportive of you? Are they, I mean, what's the deal with that?
They terrified, man. They terrified. If you can be honest with you all, you know, I reach out to people who want to do features. They don't want to do them. You know, asking people to get on tracks with me, they don't want to do it because every person I get on the track with, you know, they feel like they can't compete. You know, I have friends that's been rapping way longer than me, and I've advanced, you know, in the past, like I said, 6 to 8 months, and they have in 10 years. So like I said, they're terrified, and here in this area is a certain group of people that all stick together, and I'm the type of person that I'm not about to let someone exploit me and you know, make a profit off of me. And really it's helping them in the long run. So if you follow me, right? So it's certain people here that, you know, it's certain people here that want me to sign. Like when I first went in the studio, you know, I got offered a sponsorship deal where, hey, I will sponsor you, let you use my studio. You know, you don't have to pay anything, but I want 20% of what you make. You know, and I've been offered other deals like that, but I'm turning them down, man, because I know my worth. You know, I'm not about to give somebody 20% of anything. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I'm doing everything out of my pocket right now.
I feel you, man, because, I mean, it's just like with the show here, we have all kinds of other podcasts and different things. They want to network with us or be affiliated, but in actuality, all they want to do is take from us. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? And you got to watch out for these parasites in the game, and they're everywhere, man. They're everywhere. You know? So we're definitely, you know, we just keep doing our own thing and keep moving forward. What about, you got the project coming out real soon. You know, what about, you got the written video out there too as well. People check that out. It's on YouTube. What about any more videos or any other stuff behind the camera? You doing anything like that?
So I am. I'm really trying to take it to the next level with my videos, man, because I understand visuals has a big part into a song blowing up. You know, so I'm really trying to take my videos to the next level. I'm trying to save enough money so I can shoot a legit video where maybe I'm in Los Angeles or New York, just do something different that no one has done here in South Carolina, or at least in my area. You know, so that's really what I'm doing now. But I got some stuff in works, man. I'm definitely gonna drop another video before I release my album. Definitely.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I'm back on right now. So let's give them this track, you know what I'm saying, this Rip Nip track. Why don't you intro this for us, brother?
So this is the Rest in Peace Nipsey Hussle, Young King. This is nothing but 100% facts. My homeboy Mo called me right after Nip died and told me, Sean, you need to get out the hood because you got people hating on you because you drive a nice car, you wear suit and ties. They don't want to see you do good, so you need to get out the hood. So everything I'm speaking about in this song is 100% facts. I hope y'all enjoy it.
All right, we'll be right back with Sean Supremacy. Don't go nowhere.
R.I.P. to Nipsey Hussle.
Cornmeal, these niggas sound crazy.
Grammy-nominated rapper and community activist Nipsey Hussle are in a state of shock today. They are mourning the hip-hop star's ultimately violent
death. My homie just called me and said he feared for my safety. They need hating niggas in the hood might try to tape me. Say I'm doing too good and niggas might try to spray me. Just like they did Nipsey Hussle, dog, the shit sounded crazy. He said you got the flies rise. They try to shoot the top. That's the shit that make a nigga wanna shoot you right between your eyes. Striving for greatness, one day it might be your demise.
I know how to take it, it kinda took me by surprise. I said, hold on, dog, slow down and tell me what you talking about. He said,
you stand hood, you might as well just pick your coffin out. Now that you won't, they gon' off you, dog, without a doubt.
Man, I couldn't believe all the shit was coming out his mouth. He had concern in his tone. And man, I felt the pain coming through the phone. I know these jealous ass niggas trying to do me wrong. So I'm never slipping, gotta keep the chrome. I keep the pistol grip, I put one in your dome. They took my nigga Nip, I can't believe he gone. My only way to vent was writing down a poem. And man, I stroked the pen until it hurt my palm. They helped me deal with the pain, I spit it out in stone. They took my nigga Nip, I can't believe he gone.
Nipsey Hussle was murdered in broad broad daylight outside a clothing store that he owned in South Los Angeles. He was killed just before he was about to meet with city leaders and the LAPD about reducing gang violence.
He is someone who put our community on the map. People thought that our community was just about violence. And Nipsey put a change to that. He let them know that even though we're from
Nipsey was solid. Why you fill his body up with hollow tips? He always had some real shit coming out his lips. And it made a hating nigga wanna silence him. I wonder how then Lauren take it when she saw the film. I saw the tape, can't get it out of my mind. What kind of hate would make you shoot a man multiple times? Then kick him in his face as he landed down. With all this black on black crime, shit, I gotta pack now. Strike with the semi-automatic and I shoot a stick the fastest. Leave you laying with the maggots, turn your children into bastards. Dog, I'm never slipping, keep the ratchet in my jacket. I watch a nigga taking on me through Versace glasses. Y'all, my friend just called me and said he fit for my safety. They be hating niggas in the hood, might try to take me. Say I'm doing too good and niggas might try to spray me. Just like they did Nipsey Hussle, dog, this shit sounded crazy.
Flooded with tributes here this week from Issa Rae. Watching Nipsey inspired me to invest and own in our communities. He was a solid man who loved his woman, his family, and his community. This hurts.
And rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. And what a dedication track. And that's not the dope part about it is too. It's coming out of South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So it shows you the impact that Nipsey had. You know what I'm saying? What kind of impact did he have on your life, man? Coming up.
Well, Nipsey Hussle, man. To be completely honest with you, I've been listening to Nipsey Hussle when he was, you know, in the freshman class with J. Cole. You know, and I felt like he was overlooked, you know, because you don't really find that many lyricists on the West Coast, you know, outside of Kendrick, Pac, and all those guys. But he had a big influence just for what he was trying to do for his community. And I feel like it's a Nipsey Hussle in every community. And I wouldn't, you know, I feel like I may be that person in my community because everything I try to do is positive. You know, and I'm a mediator between, you know, people that street people and people that's trying to do well in life, you know. So he had a big influence on me, especially, you know, when he got killed and I looked more in depth to what he was doing and what he was trying to accomplish and the business mind that he had. And I really related myself to him. So like I shared with you, when my friend called me and had that conversation with me, which was the first verse in the song, I was literally in tears, man. Like, I was literally in tears because I felt like that was me, you know. And just with me, you know, being in this type of environment, you know, at 28 years old, I have a lot of things that the normal 28-year-old don't have in my community. You know, people see me with a nice car, nice house, you know, I'm dressed in suit and ties going to work, those type of things. So they really hate on me, man, to be completely transparent with you. And I feel like it's the same thing that was happening to Nipsey Hussle. I'm pretty sure that people had a conversation with him like, look, dude, you need to get out the hood, you know, you a rap star, these people don't like you, we fear something is going to happen to you. I'm pretty sure multiple people had that conversation with Nip. And those are the same conversations that are being had with me, to be completely transparent with you. So, like I said, man, he had a big influence on my life. And anybody that's trying to do anything positive, because that's what I'm all about, I mean, that's who I follow.
And at the end of the day, I think that's what anybody reasonable person wants, is positivity. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with, you know, we just lost Bushwick Bill, rest in peace. You know, and people speaking ill will on him. You know, it's like the man's gone. He can't speak for himself. You know.
Exactly.
Certain levels of respect are not maintained, it seems. But, man, shout out to you for, you know, doing what you do. Because I think you're a positive influence on artists coming up under you. You have any artists, you know what I'm saying, younger artists that you see any good things going on with?
100%. So I got a few artists, you know, a few guys I've been rapping with for a long time. One of my close friends, Jody B, Joseph Sutton. I got a guy named Malik, and, you know, a few more artists that I'm in contact with right now. But like I said, we just trying to start a new wave, man, and just try to start something totally, totally different and just be on a positive vibe.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. Man, again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to chop it up with us tonight. We're going to get out of here. We're gonna leave with that song once again, man, because the people need to hear it again. Thank you also for spitting some cold rhymes on the show as well. We always like when that happens. One thing I want to do before I do get out of here, though, I want to give you the floor, Sean. Let people know, you know, what you got coming out, what you got out already, and where they need to go and get at you for verses, hooks, shows, music. The floor is all yours, brother.
100%. So, you know, it's Sean Supreme, Sean Supremacy, coming all the way from Poplar, South Carolina. You want to listen to any of my music, go on YouTube, type in my name, Sean Supreme, everything's going to pull up. I got, you know, over 30 tracks on SoundCloud. Type in my name, Sean Supreme, Spotify, iTunes, every major platform. I'm coming to a city near you. You know, if you need any contact information or if you want to book me for shows or anything, hit my social media via Facebook, via Instagram, like I shared with you. Be ready for that tape that's going to drop here in the next few weeks called Mark My Words. I definitely got some fire on it. No features. I'm doing all verses myself, all hooks. There's no features on it. Nothing but raw lyrics for you guys.
Hustle are in a state of shock today. They are mourning the hip-hop stars ultimately in violent death.
My homie just called me and said he feared for my safety. They need hating niggas in the hood might try to tape me. Say I'm doing too good and niggas might try to spray me. Just like they did Nipsey Hustle, dog, the shit sounded crazy. He said you got the flies rise. They dress in suit and tie. That's the shit that make a nigga wanna shoot you right between your eyes. Striving for greatness, one day it might be your demise. I know how to take it, it kinda took me by surprise. I said, hold on, dog, slow down and tell me what you talking about. He said, you stand in the hood, you might as well just pick your coffin out. Now that you won't, they gon' off you, dog, without a doubt. Man, I couldn't believe all the shit was coming out his mouth. He had concern in his tone. And man, I felt the pain coming through the phone. I know these jealous ass niggas trying to do me wrong. So I'm never slipping, gotta keep the chrome. I keep the pistol grip, I put one in your dome. They took my nigga Nip, I can't believe he gone. My only way to vent was writing down a poem. And man, I stroked the pen until it hurt my palm. To help me deal with the pain, I spit it out in stone. They took my nigga Nip, I can't believe he gone.
Nipsey Hussle was murdered in broad daylight outside a clothing store that he owned in South Los Angeles. He was killed just before he was about to meet with city leaders and the LAPD about reducing gang violence.
He is someone who put our community on the map. People thought that our community was just about violence. And Nipsey put a change in that. He let them know that even though we're from
Nipsey was solid. Why you fill his body up with hollow tips? He always had some real shit coming out his lips. And it made a hatin' nigga wanna silence him. I wonder how then Lauren take it when she saw the film. I saw the tape, can't get it out of my mind. What kind of hate would make you shoot a man multiple times? Then kick him in his face as he landed dying. With all this black on black crime, shit, I gotta pack now. Strike with the semi-automatic and I shoot a stick the fastest. Leave you laying with the maggots, turn your children into bastards. Dog, I'm never slipping, keep the ratchet in my jacket. I watch a nigga taking on me through Versace glasses. Sean, my friend just called me and said he fit for my safety. They need hating niggas in the hood, might try to take me. Say I'm doing too good and niggas might try to spray. Just like they did Nipsey Hussle, dog, this shit sounded crazy.
The media has been flooded with tributes here this week from Ether, NRA. Watching Nipsey inspired me to invest and own in our communities. He was a solid man who loved his woman, his family, and his community. This hurts.